It is a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. That place, the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your host here on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
Well, greetings one and all, and thank you, Ken Adams, for the introduction as we come to the radio with Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home here in beautiful downtown Fresno. Jerry Brenneman is the director of Evangel Home, and we are in her office, as we usually are, and we have two beautiful young women with us this morning, Jerry. So why don't you take a moment, introduce our guests, and then we'll have a brief chat with one, a little lengthier chat with the other, maybe.
Okay. Our guests today are Crystal and her daughter, Chloe. And I don't know how old Crystal is, but Chloe is 3. So, Crystal, we might as well ask you.
30.
Okay. So we have one who's 30 and one who's 3. And the younger one will have the shorter amount of time to talk, probably, but we never know. And I asked Crystal if she could chat with us today because she is applying for Crossroads. And I think it'd be really insightful to hear from her why she made that decision, because she had other options, and she was one who decided she was really going to close the door on the easier one and go for the harder one, and I'm fascinated by that. And Chloe is just is a kick to have around here. She is 3, and she's very tiny. She was a preemie and weighed a pound when she was born. And she probably weighs about 10 pounds now. No, she weighs a little more than that. But she is tiny. And yet she is a mighty mouse. She has got...
But I'm big.
But you're big?
Yeah.
She's big now. She has got a spirit and a strength in her, Jim, like very few children I've seen. She's very secure.
And verbally precocious.
And very bright, yes. Yeah. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to hear a little bit from Chloe, and then she'll go back to daycare.
Okay, good. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Are you liking things here at Evangel Home with your mama? Yeah? Do you go to daycare every day?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, we were doing quite well until the third question, and now she's buried her head in mama's chest, so I guess Chloe's taking a little break from the microphone.
Chloe, how old are you?
3.
You're 3. Okay, so next time, your next birthday, how old will you be?
4.
Yes, that's right. You're 3 and you will be 4. And you know how... Do you know how old your mama is? No, but we're pointing to the clock.
Yeah.
Look at the clock. That's how fast the years go.
Yeah, there's a clock over there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Crystal, this must be a real joy for you to have this sweet young lady to raise.
Oh, it is a joy and an adventure. All in one. She's my first baby, and she'll probably be my last one. She's the firecracker, this one.
So talk about the preemie aspect of things. Just a surprise? I mean, obviously, you didn't plan that.
No, I had gotten real sick with high blood pressure early on in the pregnancy. So they had an emergency C-section because I wasn't getting any better, and they delivered her. And she spent 5 months at Children's Hospital.
5 months? Mm-hmm. Oh, my word. Yeah, that had to be pretty heartbreaking for you.
Oh, it was extremely hard. I had worked in the NICU 2002 to 2005, and being on the opposite end of it, just, you know, being a parent in there was extremely hard.
So you were you a nurse?
A unit clerk.
A unit clerk. Okay, so you worked in the neonatal intensive care. And so then to be there as a parent, yeah, that would be, because you know what's going on behind the scenes.
Exactly, yeah. I knew already what a tough road she had ahead of her, but she pulled through, and she's doing great.
Yeah, just as cute as a button, too. Well, let's...
I want Chloe, if she can, to say what she's wearing today, because I think that's a special dress, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Tell us about that special dress.
Yeah.
What is it?
It rain matches.
What color is it?
Pink.
It's pink. And the little skirt, is that a ballerina skirt? Is that a tutu? Yeah. Well, she's kind of shy this morning. Take our word for it. When the microphone's not on, she is very peppery and fun to be with. Well, Crystal, let's back up a little bit. How long have you been at Evangel Home?
I've been here since June 24th.
So a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
So your roughly 28-day stay is about to come.
It's way over, actually.
Oh, it's over. about to be an end.
Mathematically challenged.
About to
it's
be
over.
28 days overdue. Now, Jerry mentioned you had another option.
I had pursued many options, actually. I was trying to use all the resources available to me for housing because I really had difficulty realizing that I had issues that I needed to work on. And so this program that I'm going into, the Crossroads, I finally decided that I would like the help, and I'm learning a lot from the classes I've been going to.
Well I should have started a little earlier. Let's back up a little bit. What was going on in your world that Evangel Home was important?
We had got evicted from our apartment, and
we're going to excuse Chloe here. And
bye-bye,
Chloe.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's not talking. All right. You had gotten evicted from your apartment, and then what?
Went to go stay at my sister's house, and that wasn't working out too well. And so I was calling around at different shelters, and I just happened to Google and found the Evangel Home on the internet, actually.
So it was.
Even though our website is not as up to date as I want, it still gives the right message when people need help.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was it that attracted you to Evangel Home?
The women and children, being able to bring Chloe here and being able to, I saw that it was faith based, and I had never wasn't in touch with faith. I hadn't opened a Bible ever, and so now I have three of them, and I'm learning about Jesus, and I mean it's helping me a lot as far as getting through tough times and difficult situations.
So it's interesting that you would choose the hard road. Tell us about that thought process.
I think it is a challenge to have to decide that I need the help, you know, emotionally, mentally, and as far as I'm seeking out God and seeking out how to follow His Word. I think that was difficult to have to progress to myself that I actually needed help more than what I was, you know, I was in denial that I didn't really need the help as much as I do.
Yeah. Jerry, talk about the process, the interview, and what occurred that struck you in the process.
Okay. Well, you know, what struck me right now, actually, is that Crystal is willing to take the hard road. She wanted to come to a faith-based place, even though she was not a woman of faith. I mean, there was some faith in there, obviously, but I'm fascinated by that because we're so, all of us, whether we're on the good road or the bad road, want to stay on the road we're on because it's comfortable. And she is so willing to be uncomfortable, I think, to change roads. I think that's amazing. She has not yet been accepted into Crossroads. So when is your interview?
Today, actually.
Oh, today. But evidently, I'm not on it. No, it is today, and I am not on it because I won't be here during the time of her interview. But she has been in the crisis home now for several months, took a while to decide what she wanted to do, and then once an applicant decides, then they go to classes just to make sure. And then we really kind of watch how they, not their behavior so much, because everyone can be on their best behavior for a while, but others, like interaction, and just, I think no matter where you are with the Lord at some point, your personality is still the same. Mm-hmm. And if you are a cheerful, helpful person over here, that's how you'll be in the apartments. If you are always take into other people's business and you start gossip, that's probably how you're going to be in the apartments. So we're always looking to see the next applicant, how are they going to fit in? And are they going to be somebody that's going to stir up things when we've got a pretty good group over there? Or are they someone that's going to fit in and then strengthen the rest of the group? So those are things we're looking for. The interview, and I can tell Crystal this right now, can be the hardest thing that a woman has ever done in her life. And Crystal, I say that because you have to want Crossroads more than anything you've ever wanted, or it won't work. We'll make you crazy. You'll find reasons not to do things all of a sudden. And kind of the honeymoon feeling that we all have when we've accepted the Lord or there's new things, that will wear away eventually. And then it becomes sometimes just obedience, getting up every day and doing what you know you need to do. And it's structure. But it sounds to me like you've had a good deal of structure, or you wouldn't have had the kind of jobs that you've had. So I think you've already got that part taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Well, Crystal, let me back up again very briefly. Most of the women at some point in their lives that we talk to in here have had some substance issues, mm-hmm. or physical issues, something in their background that that put them on a difficult path and maybe bad decisions followed. Is that your case?
I did have a substance issue for a while, but I also have been clean for 2 years. And the reason why I chose to sober up was because I knew that my daughter could be taken away from me at any time, and I won't lose her. I brought her this far, and I knew that if anybody wanted to come and take her, they could take her. And mm-hmm. so I knew that I had to get that part mm-hmm. out. And so that's what I did.
So one day you said that's enough and you stopped?
Actually, my mother had found out about it, and she told Chloe's dad, and I knew that that needed to stop, or else mm-hmm. I would lose Chloe.
The net was closing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The string was being drawn tight.
Well, we're coming to a close here time-wise because, Jerry, I want to talk about the banquet a little bit. We're getting close. Suppose there's a woman out there listening right now, and she is where you were 2 months ago. What do you say to that lady who's struggling?
To keep faith in that. You mean, if this is a very good home, everybody here, the staff and everybody, is always willing to help. I've never felt that I was being felt less than. I never felt, you know, like I wasn't worth helping out. They've always been more than willing to talk to me, and I've had a lot of made good strong bonds here with the staff as well as the residents.
Well, Crystal, great to talk with you, get acquainted a little bit, and to meet this sweet Chloe, who was a little bit different person before the microphone got shoved in her face, and that was just a hoot. So best to you, and I trust your interview today will go well. So we'll give you some time to prepare for that here in just a minute. Jerry, September 25th, 6:30 at Tornino's on Blackstone. We're not downtown this year. Talk about the banquet a little bit.
I think it is very important, Jim. Thank you for mentioning we are not downtown because of a date conflict. So we will be at Tornino's, which is near Blackstone and Shaw. Ample parking. It's easy to get to, kind of no matter where you live. The theme is women changing the heart of the city. And I love that because whether you go back and you look at Pauline Baker, our founder, who changed the heart of the city, or you look at women like Crystal, who is changing the heart of herself and her child, and the ripple that goes, I love that. Randy White is going to be our speaker. Randy is very involved with downtown Fresno, has been very involved with Evangel Home for a long time. And we'll have some special music by a friend of mine named Bill Thornberry.
Oh,
you know Bill.
I do.
And he and Randy have done many things together. So, and they both go to First Presbyterian Church. And it's like, whoa, we're going to have a First Presbyterian Church night, which is fine with me. But those two will be wonderful. And then, Jim, last night I saw a picture of a woman named Margaret Lusk. Margaret was not one of our founders, but she goes back probably as long now as any living person. So we're going to try to get Margaret there.
All right, my friends, put it on your calendar. In fact, call and arrange for your tickets. $30 a seat, September 25th, 6:30 p.m. at Tornino's, not downtown Fresno, and we're out of time. Thank you, my listening friend, for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno reached them by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And join us again next time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.